And we are joined now by the ever delightful Cece Lindstroth. Good morning.
That doesn't even fully capture it, but we'll go.
No,
with that.
No. I mean,
we need a better term, but we'll work on it.
The Northfield's North Star.
Oh, that's nice.
Great. I like that. Is because I'm here at 7:20 this morning instead of 8:40.
Cece, North Star, I do need to ask you to pull the microphone closer to you a little bit so we can hear you better.
There we go.
And that thing will move all over the place. So
That's good.
That arm is a little looser.
Well, and I misspoke earlier. I said age-friendly Minnesota. It is age-friendly Northfield.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but if you wanted to put in to run age-friendly Minnesota, I would endorse you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me think about it. The hours would have to be between 10 and 2.
Well,
bigger commitment.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm on retired people hours. You can't tell it in my voice.
So, first of all, happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Same to you and all your wonderful listeners.
Thank you very much. I hope you have big plans for next week?
Heading to Reno on Saturday.
Are you
Fun.
Really?
What are you doing?
It's in the 40s there. Kind of tropical.
Nice. Well,
I've got family out there.
Oh,
so.
Awesome.
And it's, Reno's got a little bit of altitude to it, so it's good for the, if you've got any kind of a bug or anything, it'll clean things out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Altitude and attitude. Yes.
Exactly. I was going to say, because Reno is kind of like a smaller version of Vegas, right? Because it's got a lot of casinos and things.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's got Lake Tahoe.
Oh, there you go.
Lake Tahoe, right up in the Sierra Nevadas.
Right up that highway, Mount Rose Highway. You got it.
Yeah, that'll be amazing. Nice.
Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So what's going on this month back home here in Northfield with Age Friendly?
This is kind of our 2024 wrap-up. I'm going to be talking about some of the things that we are in the midst of starting for 2025 and things that are still ongoing from 2024. So our first is our Intergenerational Adventure Club. And that is a program that was designed by wonderful Melissa Bernhard at Community Ed and Rec. And the thoughts behind that are by linking generations together and providing access to the outdoors, youth, teens, and older adults of all socioeconomic backgrounds will embark on a variety of adventures through all four of Minnesota's inspiring seasons. I did not write this. This is beautifully written by Melissa. Just want you to know.
But you narrate it so well.
You do, actually.
That's very kind. So this free intergenerational program is designed to connect disadvantaged, disengaged, and or economically challenged youth and teens with our older adult population, fostering meaningful physical and emotional connections. The program is called Hope for the number for us, and it's a new catalyst for lifelong positive impact on all three of those groups. And Hope for us stands for H is for horses. If you're in the program, you'll get what that means. Mm-hmm. O is for outdoor adventure. P is physical challenges. E is engaging elders. Four core values are community, responsibility, perseverance, and relationships. U is for unifying those generations. And S is for solo service experiences. Now, here is the evidence behind putting together a program like that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan's listening so intently here at 7:23. Empowering older adults to thrive is a necessity. Socialization, inclusion, and physical activity are all integral to the overall well-being of adults. The current Rice County Public Health Assessment highlights the need for free physical activity for older adults in our area. Furthermore, the U.S. Surgeon General has cited loneliness as being more dangerous for our health than smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
Or drinking 6 alcoholic beverages a day. So it's pretty powerful, loneliness. Mm-hmm. And what is equally powerful back is socialization.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So another review of 148 studies concluded that social connections increase the odds of an individual surviving over the next 7 years by about 50%.
Oh, wow.
So Hope for Us will create opportunities for older adults to build connections, enhance their overall well-being, and extend their lifespan, ultimately fostering long-term contributions to a healthier society for future generations.
I
and
think,
you can be involved.
Wow.
There you go. I think that we've all experienced that too. Wouldn't you say, like, on a day when maybe you're feeling a little down because of whatever is going on in your life, and then you think to yourself, I don't really want to talk to anybody. I just want to be by myself, you know, whatever. And then you do go talk to someone, and you just, doesn't it? Yes, I've had the many times where it just lifts my spirits.
Yes, it you know? Does. It does. Your energy level goes up in addition mm-hmm. to your spirits, and you're smiling.
Right. Yeah. Right. And it's like, yeah, okay, maybe that problem still exists, but it feels a little more like, hey, I can deal with this now.
Yes.
I agree. Humans need other humans.
We really do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of us need more humans than others, but yes. You know, exactly. Right. Real quick, we have some breaking news.
Oh.
There has been a car accident outside of Multimille on Highway 19. Doesn't sound like there are any injuries, and it's not terrible, but it is blocking Highway 19 right now. And according to Logan, the authorities are saying it's going to be cleared relatively soon. But if you're trying to get out of town right now, maybe try to avoid that that part of Highway 19. Okay. Anyway, back to you, Cece Lintroth.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, the next thing that I want to tell you about is another collaboration that we are doing with the Y that will start in 2025, hitting those same groups that I just mentioned, mm-hmm. are going to be the middle school nights that the Y has done. Mm-hmm. They have one evening a month for middle school age kids, and we will be providing older adults that will staff and participate in the evening activities of the Y. And for everyone, these activities are free. And age-friendly, we'll be helping to finance those
Very
activities
cool.
so that they're free. That's but again, fantastic. That intergenerational collaboration. Mm-hmm. So that is new for 2025, just like the Adventure Club. And we are also very excited with the Y to be telling you that Rocksteady Boxing is starting in February.
All right.
Yes, the coaches have received the training. The equipment is purchased. We now need to spread the word about this wonderful opportunity to serve our area adults who have been diagnosed with Parkinson's. So let me give you a reminder about Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is an international program. Not Parkinson's, Rocksteady Boxing.
Rocksteady Boxing.
It's early. Error number one. It's early. But Rocksteady Boxing is supported by the Parkinson's Foundation and the Michael J. Fox Foundation. It helps Parkinson's patients to move easier and safely while improving their posture, gait, flexibility, and resistance to injury. It focuses on balance, stiffness, tremors, coordination, and soft voice syndrome. And it starts with an initial evaluation by a physical therapist to assist the client's current functional status and fall risk. And a recent study has shown that participating in this kind of activity with moderate and mild Parkinson's symptoms mm-hmm. can be as effective as drugs if you do this 2 to 3 times a week. Mm-hmm. These activities are geared for non-contact boxing. You're punching a heavy bag, doing footwork, stretching, practicing exercises, aerobic training, resistance training. It's just amazing. And it is free because of the help that Rocksteady Boxing is receiving from Age Friendly Northfield, who receives its support from the city of Northfield. So I want to just mention right here, we really recently signed our contract with the city.
Good.
And there are a couple of new things that are going to be happening. One, on everything that we print, we are going to have the city logo. And we are also going to have this tagline that says, our operation is made possible in part by assistance from the city of Northfield. And we will be working with the city to create videos and written material as we spread the activities that we are doing. Because Age Friendly does nothing alone. Everything is in collaboration.
Sure.
We've got the Y, we've got Community Head and Rec, we've got 50 North, we've got our public library. It's great. And so we are very excited to be making sure that contribution and support from the city is mentioned.
And the city's been involved with you guys from the get-go, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. They have been a big supporter, realizing what we can do to enhance the activities for the older adults in our community.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. And if you want to do something with that Rocksteady Boxing, give Ann Kirchberg. She is at the Y. She is the Program Director of Health, Wellness, and Aquatics. Her direct contact line is 570-650-4377. I'm going to say that again for all of you that actually are like me in the morning and going, I can't even find a pen, let alone write that. But it's 507-650-4377. And her email is anne@northfieldymca.org. So that's cool. Anne is so excited about this, and we are going to be ready to go in February. We've got Sunday pickleball at the high school from 12 to 4 for everybody, and at Bridgewater. It will be this Sunday, mm-hmm. and then because the school is closed over the holidays, then you'll have to wait for January 5th for it to start again. Mm-hmm. But we also have walking at the high school from 3:30 to 5 on days at school is in session. So you enter through door 1, and you must enter by 4:30. Mm. So 3:30 to 5, but on a day like yesterday, on a day like today,
yep.
that's where you want to be.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So think about joining us in our work. We've got a lot going on, and join our website. Just contact us. We will get back to you, agefriendlynorthfield.org.
I have a question about the walking.
Yes.
Because there's another, and it's escaping me, there's another place where you can go and walk indoors when the school is closed, right?
Kind of.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yes, with an asterisk.
Okay. Right. Yes. All right.
Got it.
The Methodist Church offers it on Tuesdays and Thursdays at different hours. But their hours are restricted. And actually, I forget those right off the top of my head. They're right around the lunch hour, though.
Okay.
Sure.
So that, that's pretty cool. They are very open and very wonderful for our community to have that different time block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if you don't want to get up in the dark. Or go home in the dark after you walk later in the day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the last thing before this fun time is up is I have to thank the city again for its support. And a special shout out goes to our city council liaison for Age Friendly, Jamie Reister. Mm. We were very fortunate to have someone who is so committed to our community like Council Member Reister. Yeah. She was great. And I also want to thank the mayor and council member Zuccolato because their votes supported our activities. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much. I think the community is better because of the votes and support that you gave us.
And those are the three outgoing members of the council. You know, Councilor Reister, especially, she when she came on board, and I was told what her committee assignments were. They were Age Friendly and the Northfield Area Fire and Rescue Service and the hospital, which she was very well suited to. But I thought the other two were a little bit off for her. And she took to both of them. I mean, she so well. And every council meeting, she was always talking about things that were going on with NAFRS. And in policy conversation, there was always something from Councilor Reister about Age Friendly, and she really took those responsibilities seriously, and she did a nice job with them. I agree with you.
Well, everything you said, I have so much evidence to support.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie. I hope you're listening. You deserve it.
Yeah.
All right, Cece, is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, except thank you to Kim and the audience, because I know that audience appreciates the time that you're giving us, because I hear it from people. Oh, I heard about this on Kim. So thank you to you guys, too, for fitting us in your schedule. A little early, but that's okay.
Well, we'll always make time for you, Cece. Absolutely. And for Age Friendly. We believe very strongly in what you guys are doing.